Yud Beis Menachemov, Tuesday the 28th of July, Rabbi Elchanan Goldblatt, Bein Hazmanim.
You should have enough sheets today.
We definitely hope so. Bishus. About 40 years ago, I was talking to Diane Swift about the Mir Yeshiva, and he gave me his opinion of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, whom, of course, he'd known as a young man. The exact words, Reb Chaim Stuchina, Eisenemachmid Leposet Kuma Migil Seshivim Shono, which in the vernacular approximately means Reb Chaim from Stuchina, an extraordinary Masmid. He hasn't stopped learning in 70 years. And as I say, Diane Swift, of course, knew him as a young man. So Reb Chaim, being the Masmid that he was, had a bit of a problem with Bein Hazmanim, principally his concern that people might might not learn. And there's a drosha he used to give before Bein Hazmanim, and since I'm going on holiday on Thursday, this is it. So it starts like this. He began with the psukim about the king. You remember the king writes himself a second Sefer Torah, concerning which the Torah says, V'hoyoso imo, it shall be with him, V'koro vo kol yomei chayov, and he shall read it all the days of his life, L'man yilmad liyivo es Hashem elokov, in order that he should learn to fear Hashem his God. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Eino nichnas bo lo levei samerchetz v'lo v'lei sakise, though the Pasuk says that the Sefer Torah should be with him throughout his life, he doesn't take it into the toilet or into the bathroom. Why not? Because it says, V'yisoyim v'korovo, he has to be able to read it, mokum horoi likros. So Reb Chaim said, what is the havamina that he has to take the Sefer Torah with him into the toilet and into the bathroom? The havamina is that learning has to be 24-7, absolutely without any interruption. Any interruption, hefsek interruption, hesek hadas, distraction, destroys the learning that was taking place. There is a Mesilas Yeshorim. The Mesilas Yeshorim says, Rov is bonen. It's by increase in the quantity of thinking. That's the derech, that's the way to acquire Yirot Midis, constant Yirot Shemayim. V'chein esech hadas, and distraction. Uvitl ho'ion, an interruption in one's thought. Hu'a mafsid ha'godol shelo, is the greatest destructive factor in getting to Yirot Shemayim. Yiyamach mistirdas, let it be because of the pressures one is under. Overlots, and let it be that deliberately one turns aside to surf the net. Whatever it is, the Mesilas Yeshorim says, we see in that Gemara, that distraction is the greatest possible destructive force to acquiring Yerushalayim. When I was in Brighton many years ago, I had the privilege of knowing the late Rabbi Smith, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. I remember at his Levoya, Yisrael Meir Halpin, saying that he knew Shas with the Tosfos, which is certainly true. He never said anything unless he thought I'd forget. I remember the first week I was there, Shabbos afternoon, I decided to give Shiron Pirkei Avos because it seemed appropriate. So Kod Yisrael Yeishlem Chelek, Gemara in Sanhedrin. There's a problem with this Gemara, which is that the next Gemara says Eilu She'ein Lohem Chelek, and the Chofetz Chaim has an answer. The Chofetz Chaim's suggested answer is the Gemara in Chagiga, which says that everybody is born with a Chelek in Gan Eden and a Chelek in Gehinnom. So when the first Mishnah says everyone has a Chelek, and the next Mishnah says some people don't have a Chelek, what it means is you could have had it and lost it. Anyway, the relevant bit is that the Shas in that shul was not a Vilna Shas, and I was blettering through turning over the pages, and I'd, of course, prepared the shir. And Rabbi Smith, poor fellow, sitting in the front row, hadn't, and muttered under his breath the blut in case the poor young boy had forgotten. And this was just how he was. Anyway, the relevant bit is that his name was Mordechai Lezer ben Frieda. And I asked him where the name Frieda came from. And he said, obviously, the Gemara in Erevin, Daphne and Dalad, the Maisa with Rabbeinu Frieda, which we're about to learn. Now, I'd always assumed that the gentleman's name was Prada, like everybody else assumes. While I was preparing this shir, I looked up a pasuk in Nehemiah. Do please look. B'nei Avdei Shlomo, B'nei Sotai, B'nei Sofores, B'nei Frieda. The name Frieda is as biblical as Avron, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. His name wasn't Prada, it was Frieda, or if the word before ended with a closed syllable, Prida. Rabbi Frieda, Havalehau Talmida, he had a pupil. Davatana le Arva Meyazimna Vagomer, if he taught the boy 400 times, then he was able to learn. It's occurred to me over the years, as I work in schools to a greater or lesser extent, presumably Rav Frieda had a choice of Talmidim, and nevertheless he chose this one, whom he perhaps thought was the greatest mitzvah. Note in the margin, by the way, Reuven Margolius, in his article on the numbers in Shas, says that the text here is wrong. Says the original text was Toph, and Toph stood for Tisho. He used to teach him nine times. Now, our Gemara's assumed that Toph is... No, he says it was Toph, but it still stood for Tisho. Toph, Shin, Ayin, Hey is the way. And he said this 400 is one of those mistakes. That having been said, it's accepted in the whole world of learning, as far as I know, that Rav Frieder used to learn with this young man 400 times, so that's how we'll take it. Yom Echad, one day, Boya le Milsa de Mitzvah. Rav Frieder was required for some sort of a mitzvah. Tanale, he started learning with his usual pupil 400 times below Gomer, and it just didn't go in. The boy couldn't learn. Amale, so Rav Frieder said to his pupil, Ha'idna Maishna, what's wrong today? Amale, so the young man said, Medahai Shaita de Amra Leila Ma, from the minute that they said to the Rebbe, Ike Milsa de Mitzvah, that the Rebbe is going to be called away from Mitzvah, Aschui Ledatui, I've had Hesach Hadas, I've been distracted. V'chol Shaita Amina, every moment I'm saying to myself, Hashtakui Mar, the Rebbe's about to get up and go. Hashtakui Mar, the Rebbe's about to get up and go. Amale, so Rav Frieder said to him, Hadaitach, put your mind to it, Vasnilach, and I'll teach you. And he taught him a further 400 times, and his reward for this is mentioned later. Said Reb Chaim, apart from the problem of interruption per se, the problem that, as the Mesilas Yesharim says, that distraction it destroys, there's also the problem that I might imagine that if I've got to Mocker number 5, and I stop because I'm distracted, when I start again I'll be at number 6. But it's apparent in the case of the pupil of Rav Frieder that you could well find that you're right back at the beginning where you started. It's not the case that from the moment of distraction he stopped where he was and could pick up there later. Because of the distraction he was right back at the beginning again and had not learnt nor understood anything. And Reb Chaim used to build this into the psukim about Avraham and Sora. Va'avraham zokein bo bayomim. Avraham was old, well on in years. Bo bayomim, says Reb Chaim, each day built on the day before. No days of Hesach Hadas, no days of distraction, no days of Hefs. Everything built there. It's clearer with Sora. With Sora, vayihu chayei Sora meyoshonove esrim shonove sheva shonim. Shnei Chayei Soros is Rashi Kulon Shovin Latova. All of them equal. There was no single day there where Sora took a day off. And consequently, Lomadnu, Shoya Avrom Tofel Lesora Ninevius, we understand that Sora was a greater prophetess than Avrom was a prophet. So Reb Chaim, same thing. No gaps. The gaps, the Bein Azmanim, the Hefsik, the Hesach Hadas, that destroys and can, if it goes wrong, take us right back to the beginning, where we started. Forgive me, last week I lost my voice. I'm in the process of finding it. Yeah, thank you. Anyway, two stories about Hillel and then a Gemara.
Go back to one piece.
I'm delighted you were listening. Have a house point. So, first, as we know, Hillel was an unbosom. He was the most patient and modest of men. And the Gemara in Shabbos, by the way, this is the Gemara which leads into the one-leg Gemara that we're not going to do today. But for anyone who wants to know where it is, that's where it is. Tonu Ravonon, number 10. La'olam ye'odam anbasan ke'hillel, one should be patient like Hillel and not a captain like Shammai. Ma'ise, it once happened, bishnei b'nei odam, two gentlemen, shehim ruzerzeh, had a bet. Amru, they said, kol mi she'yelech v'yaknit es Hillel, anyone who can successfully annoy Hillel, Yitlar b'meir zuz, 400 zuz. So, Omar Echot men, one of them said, Ani Akitena, I'm going to win the bet. I will manage to get Hillel annoyed.
Maybe it was 9 zuz.
They're doing great. Oh, so my yom, that day, Erev Shabbos, it was Erev Shabbos. V'Hillel chof of his rosh, and Hillel was washing his hair. The poor man was in the bath. Even the Nasi Yisrael is entitled to a bath, Erev Shabbos. Holech va'over al pesach beiso, the fellow went to the door of his house. Omer, mi kan Hillel, is that Hillel here? Mi kan Hillel, not the most respectful. I mean, he didn't ask the Shammah's permission for an appropriate. Nisatav, so Hillel wrapped himself up in his clothes. V'yotze kelikros meet him. Omer lo, he said, Timbani, my son, ma'ato mavakish, what do you need? Omer lo, he said, Shaila yesi lishal, I've got a Shaila. In the others of Rabnosan, I think it says, Shaila gedola, or Shaila in halachos. Amalo, he said, shall, and he shall, please, my boy, ask. Mipneimah roshin shal bavliim skalgulus. Why have the Babylonians got round heads? For this he's called out of the bath, Erev Shabbos. Amalo, he said to him, b'ni shelash altash gadolash alt, you've asked a really good question. Neisha ein loim chayis pichas, it's due to the deficiencies of the National Health Service, their midwives are not very good. So the chap went off, behimtin shoachas, and waited a little while. I presume, though I don't know, that Hillel got back into the bath. Chozer v'omer, he came back again and he said, mi kan Hillel, is that Hillel around? Nisatav, put his clothes on. V'yotza, likros, went out. Omelo, he said, timbani, my son, mata mavakesh, what would you like? Omelo, he said, shayla yeshi lishal, I have a shayla. Yeah, we all have pupils like this. Omelo, he said to him, shal v'ni shal, ask my son, ask. Okay. Why have the people from Talmud got round eyes? Talmud. I don't know where Talmud is, but I do remember a Gemara in Yavama suggesting that the people there one shouldn't marry because there are Shilas of Manzeiras being linked in there. Anyway, they also had round eyes. Amar lo, he said, Timbani, my son, Shela Gadola Sha'alt, it's a really good question. Neshidorim bein acholus, they dwell in a sandy area. Whether the Rebbeinu Shalom kindly adjusted their eyes so that the wind shouldn't blow the sand into them because they're round, or whether this is an early piece of evolution, I really can't tell you. Make up your own minds when you learn the next line of the Gemara. Holach, so the chap went off, v'him tin shoachas, and waited a little longer. Okay, again, I don't know whether he'll got back to the bath. By now, who knows what had happened to his hair. Chozer v'amar, mi kan Hillel, is that Hillel around? Nisatav, he answered the crosser. Amalo, he said to him, beneath my son, Matam Bavokesh, what would you like? Amalo, he said, Shaili Yeshida, shall I have a question to ask? Amalo, Sha'al, Beni, Sha'al, ask my son, ask. Mipnei ma ragleim shall Afrikim rechovas, why have the Africans got flat feet? Amalo, he said to him, beneath my son, Shaili Ga'ololo, Sha'al, you've asked a really good question. Neisha Dorim, Bein Bitse, Amayim, they dwell in boggy areas, there are pools of water there. And consequently, either the Ribbono Shel Olam has developed their feet like this, or they have responded to the environment in such a way that they don't slip in the water. Amalo, it's still Friday afternoon, but it's getting later. You know, every minute is passing. Shailas Arabe Yeshidashla, I've got lots of questions. Miss Yoriane, Shemotichas, but I'm concerned, you may get angry. Nisatif, he wrapped himself up. Yotzer, the Yoshev Alphon sat before him. Amalo, he said to him, Kol Shailas Yeshlecha Lishel Shal, whatever you want to know, ask. Amalo, Atahu Hillel Shekerno, so Nis Nosi Yisrael, are you the Hillel whom they call the Nosi? Amalo, Haini said yes. Amalo, Im Atahu Lo Yirbu Kamoskob Yisrael, I hope there aren't many people like you. Amalo, Beni, Mipne Ma, why? Amalo, Neshavati Al Yodcha Abameh Zuz, you cost me 400 Zuz. Amalo, he said to him, better it should cost you 800 zuz and I shouldn't lose my temper. Now the point about this Gemara is that this is the evidence that Hillel was the most patient man in the world, because for the rest of us, how would we have reacted? Now, there's another Gemara about Hillel. The Gemara tells the following story. It was Shavuos, Erev Pesach, and the Bnei B'Seira had forgotten what you're supposed to do about the Korban Pesach on Shabbos Erev Pesach. Tonu Rabbon on Halacha Zunis Alma Mibnei B'Seira, the following Halacha Bnei B'Seira didn't know. Parmachis, it once happened that Chalar Bos or Leos B'Shabbos, the 14th edition was Shabbos, Shokhu V'lo Yodu in Pesach Dochas or Shabbos in Law. They'd forgotten if Pesach is Dochas Shabbos, they didn't know what to do. People said, there's a fellow here, Hillel, he's recently come from Bovil, he would know. And they asked Hillel, who had been Meshamash Shmai in Atalian, and Hillel did know, and he told them. However, after he told them, and after he'd proved it, if you move on to the top of the next page, Miyad, immediately, Hoshivuhu Barosh, they put him at the top, Minu Nosi Aleim, they appointed him to be Nosi, Voyadurish Kolayim Kula, Bilchas Shabbos, and Hidash, Bilchas Pesach, Hidash, and all day about Hilchas Pesach, Hischil Mekantaron Bidavodim, and he began provoking them. Amalahen, he said to them, Migor and Lechem She'ele Mibol, Ve'eye Nosi Aleichem, What do you think it was that caused the circumstance that I came from Bavel, I became the Nossi, Atzlus shel roisel b'chem, your laziness, shelo shimashtim shnei gdoli adush, my vartalin, you didn't do proper shimush, like I did. Okay, so...
My vartalin were in Bavel?
I don't think so. But for the meantime, whether first he was there and afterward, I can't tell you. All I know about Hillel's learning is the fact that he used to earn a trepik, and half a trepik he used to give to the guard, and the other half to support the family, and he lay on the roof and got frozen, and so on and so forth. But where it was, the whole story of where he went to and from, I don't know. En route, though, the famous Hillel, famous for his patience and all the rest of it, told them off for the fact they hadn't learned hard enough. And I posit that he presumed that as Nossi, this was his job. For the meantime, Omrullo, they said to him, he's known a halacha that nobody else knew, what do you do about Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, Shechalios, B'Shabbos? And he's now been appointed the Nossi, and he's been dashing all day, and he's paused to show off for a moment. You know, I know, and you don't. Omrullo, they said to him, Rebbe, Shochach Vlovi Yitzhak and Mer Shabbos Mau, what do you do if you didn't bring the knife to the Beis HaMikdosh before Shabbos? Omer Lehen, he said to them, Halacha Zu Shemati V'Shochachti. I did know once, but I've forgotten. Elahalach Lehen Yisrael, let the Jews get on with it. Imei Nevi'in Heim, B'nei Nevi'in Heim. If they're not Nevi'im, they're the descendants of Nevi'im. And the following day, someone who was bringing a teler stuck the knife into its
fleece.
And someone was bringing a goat, stuck it between the horns, and Vra'a Maisev and Nizker Alocha, he saw this and he remembered, he said, Kachmum Bulami beneath me Pishmai Bat Chana. That's what they told me. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Yudo Omer Rav, Kolam Is Yaher, anyone who shows off, Im Chochem Hu, Chochmasa Mistalekes Memenu. Anyone who shows off, if he's a Chochem, his Chochma disappears. You remember Reb Chaim's concern about Hefsek and Hesech Hadas, the concern linked to the story of Rav Frieda's tuple, which is that you go back to the beginning. It's not that you can continue from where you were, but you lose what you had. So what is our source for saying that if someone is a chacham and he has a moment of showing off, chachmoso mistalekis mimenu, Hillel, domamar, because the Rebbe said, hiskil mekantaron. And Reb Chaim suggests that the reason why it is that chachmoso mistalekis is because the moment of thinking, you know, aren't I wonderful? I did real shimush with Shmai and Avtalian. I'm better than you, is a moment of Hefsek and Hesech Hadas. So even Hillel, the most modest and the most humble and the most patient of men, if he distracts himself for a moment of what he believes is giving appropriate musa to the other people there in the yeshiva or in the beis or whatever it was, chachmasa mistalekes, he loses it. The Gemara then continues that someone who loses his temper, chachmasa mistalekes. And the evidence for that is talking about Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Matas Masse. You remember by Tzof Moshe al Pkudei Echoil, there is a very difficult parsha there. Hashem told Moshe to take retribution. Mekom nikmas b'nei Yisrael meis hamidyonim. And Moshe sends the army to take Nikmas Yisroel, and that change is of itself something worthy of note, but not for now. And when the army came back bringing the women captive, Moshe was angry about this. The psukim which follows say that Elozer HaKohen explained the halachas about how to kosher Canaan. Why Elozer, not Moshe? Because Moshe had forgotten. How would Elozer know these halachas if Moshe hadn't told him? Moshe had told him. But when Moshe comes to Kaas, when Moshe loses his temper, he loses his load. Said the Rosh Yeshiva, if this is what happens to Hillel, and this is what happens to Moshe, Kal v'chomer, people like us. Hefsek and Hesech Hadas means you forget what you've got. He used to draw the analogy of the pot. You fill the pot with water, you go, you put it on the gas, you take it off. You put it on the gas, you take it off. You put it on the gas, you take it off. It never boils. Because every time you take it off, it goes back to being as cool as it was before you started. The famous Gemara about Rabbi Akiva, but one point in it which is of some concern. Rabbi Akiva, Raya the Ben Kalba Savua Hava. Rabbi Akiva was the shepherd of Ben Kalba Savua. Chazisa Brate, and the daughter of Ben Kalba Savua saw Davat Sinuwa Maila. She saw that he was tzinius, that he was a tzniastic person, a modest person, and of good midas. Amrele, she said to him, Imakdash nelach azlis lebeirav, if I marry you, will you go and learn? Amalo, in, he said, yes. Ikdisha la betzino, they had a secret marriage. Veshadrasa, and she sent him off. Shoma Avua, her father, who was a famously wealthy man, heard about the fact that his daughter had married an indigent, ignorant shepherd. Afkomi beise, and he threw her out of the house. Adra hanom inichse, and made a neder prohibiting all his property to her. Ozel, Sir Rebbe Kiva, went. Yosef, and he sat. Trace Rishnin, 12 years, beveirav, learning. Kiyosa, when he came back, Aisa Bahade brought with him Treisra Alpha Talmide, 12,000 Talmide. And he overheard as he got near to his house, which he had not been in for 12 years, Lahau Sabadika Omala, an old chap saying to his wife, Ad Kamakom Adabus Almanus Chayim. Chayim, how long will you be a living widow? You're married to this man, you haven't seen him in 12 years. That's a living widowhood. Omrele, she said to the gentleman who said this to her, Ila Didi Tsayas, if Akiva would listen to me, Yosef Tresa Shnachrina, he'd sit another 12 years. Omri said, oh, Bishusko Vidna, I have permission, I have license. Hodar Ozel the Yosef, and he went back and sat another 12 years, Bavei Rav. Didn't even go into the house to say hello. Did not so much as stop to knock on the door, say hello, it's me, I've made some progress. Just went straight back. Kiyasa, when he came back after the next 12 years, Aisa Bahadei Eshen V'Araba Alfe Talmidim, he brought not 12,000 Talmidim, but 24,000. Shama de Bisu, his wife heard. Havas Konafke Lape, she went out to meet him. Amrelo Shivati, her neighbour said to her, Shile Mana Levushvis Kesoi, borrow some respectable clothes to wear for heaven's sake. Amrelo, she said, Yodea Tzadik Nefesh Behemto, my husband knows who I am. Ki Matya Ligabe, when she came near to him, Nofla Lapo, she fell on her face, Komanashkele Lekare, and began kissing his leg. Havakom Adchvele Shama, the Shamas tried to push her away. One is reminded of Gehazi and Elisha. Omer Lehu, he said to them, Shavkua, leave her alone. Shaliv Shalochem Shalochim. That, what I have, what you have, it's all hers. And her father heard about this wonderful Talmud Chochem would come to town and went to be find out if he could be Matir Neder, and he was Matir Neder, and so on and so forth. Said Reb Chaim, why didn't he stop and go into the house? Why didn't he go into the house? Says Reb Chaim, because he knew, and he knew also that she would know, that a moment of interruption, a moment of Hefsek and Hesek Hadas in 24 years of learning would be destructive. Whether it's the Hefsed Hagodol of the Mesillas Yeshurim, or whether it would take him back where he started like Rav Frieda, I can't tell you. But he knew, and he knew that she would understand, that interruption would mean that he would lose thereby, and as long as she understood and appreciated that, no interruption was justified. Reb Chaim had a second problem with Hefsek and Hesek Hadas. Reb Chaim said that the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. Rebbe Kiva knew that though twice 12 is 24, it isn't. It's true that 12 years and another 12 years is 24 years, but it's not a single unit of 24 years, it's two separate units, and two separate smaller units are not the same as a single greater unit. The psukim say, towards the end of the Zos HaBrocha, that Hashem took Moshe up and he showed him Eretz Yisrael in bits. Vayal Moshe me'arvas mo'ar v'l'har nevo rosh ha'pizkah asher p'nei v'yareu Hashem es kol ha'oretz es ha'gilod ha'dan, he saw Gilod as far as Dan, v'es kol Naphtali, then he saw Naphtali, en Eretz Ephraim u'Mnashe, then Eretz Yehuda, the ad ha'yom ha'achron, and the Negev, and the valley, bikas yirecho, irat tvorim, as far as Tzoah, Vayom Rashem Elob, Zos Ha'oretz. Reb Chaim suggested that after he'd shown him the bits, he showed him the whole of Eretz Yisrael as one piece. It's consistent with the posset, but one can't prove it. There is a posset from which he did prove an equivalent idea. Hashem said to Avram after Lot departed from him, Sono einecho ra'eim in amakom asher tarshom, raise your eyes and see from the place where you are. Tzafon, or to the north, Nvenegbo to the south, Kedmor to the east, Yomor to the west. Kies kol ha'oretz asher ha'Torah, the whole land that you see, l'cho et teneno, to you I will give it, and to your seed forever. Says the Yerachayim, Yodua, it's known, ki shio chush ha'ra'os, that the sense of sight, hu mugbal, is limited in a person, is asher yasig l'or ha'shemesh, that which he can see by the light of the sun, chan, also lo Hashem neis, Hashem performed for him a miracle, Shenis karavuk tzosa oretz, that the ends of the land were brought together, v'ro'o hako, and he saw the lot. He saw the whole of Eretz Yisrael in one go. He saw not only north, and then turned and saw south, and turned and saw east, and turned and saw west. He saw the whole thing together. Says Reb Chaim, what's the need for the miracle? Why bother? He's seen the north and the south, and the east and the west, so thank you, he's seen the lot. No, he's seen the parts. He hasn't seen the whole thing. And the second problem Reb Chaim had with Hefsek and Hesek Hadas is that you then get bits. You don't get the whole thing. Rebbe Kiva needed 24 years, not two sets of 12. Avraham Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu needed to see the whole land, not one bit after another. And there is a third point that Reb Chaim used to make, and with that we will conclude for the morning. Reb Chaim used to quote a Mesillas Yesharim which says that when it occurs to do a mitzvah, do it straight away. Don't stop, don't pause, don't wait, no interruption. And he used to quote this last Gemara. Reb Chananya ben Achinoi have a ka'ozel beirab b'shili hululad Reb Shim ben Yechai. It was the end of the chasna of Reb Shim ben Yechai, and Reb Chananya ben Achinoi was going to go off to Beis Medrash. Omalei, Reb Shim ben Yechai said to him, Iakiv li ad asabadoch, wait till the end of the week of Sheva Brochas and we'll go together. Lo yakvilei, but Reb Chananya ben Hachinoi wouldn't wait. Ozel, Yosef, Treisri, Shona Beveirav, he went off to learn for 12 years. So Reb Chaim, how valuable do you think the chevrusa, the friendship of Reb Shim ben Yechai would be? Given the choice between waiting 6 days and no doubt learning while you were waiting, and then having the whole journey with Reb Shimon ben Yechai and talking with him and learning all the way and discovering the whole of the Zohar before it's been written and so on and so forth, or just going now, straight away, because I've had the idea that I'm going to do the mitzvah and I'm going to do it now, which would you or I do? So Reb Chananya ben Hachinoi said, the more important thing to do is to do the mitzvah straight away. No hefsek, no hesek hadas, no week of Sheva Brochas. He's married, he's got the mitzvah of the week of Sheva Brochas. I don't. I'm off to learn. I hope everybody has a wonderful, productive holiday.